Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Give me some good news. You got some good news? Reach into your bucket of good news and pull some out for me.
We're going to close the week out with this. So, look, we talk a lot about the Fonterras of the world, don't we? And we talk about red meat and industry level, but we sort of forget that the strength of export markets sort of touches a lot of other companies as well. And we had a couple of news reports announcements yesterday that sort of highlighted that sort of penetration into the wider New Zealand sort of business world and economy. So look, we talk, as I say, we talk about dairy, we talk about meat, but what about fish, Mike? Let's talk about fish. We had an NZX announcement from New Zealand King Salmon yesterday. So the name really gives it away, Marine Salmon Farming Company. They run hatcheries, they run bloodstock facilities, they've got a broodstock facility, sorry, they've got sea farms down there in the Marlborough Sounds, they've got a processing plant in Nelson, and they sell the beautiful king salmon all over the world. Yesterday, they issued an upgraded earnings guidance. Now, earnings are now expected to be in the range of 30 to 34 million for the 26th financial year, and I contrast that with the previous guidance of, 23 to 29 million. So it's quite a significant upgrade. Now, the upgrade has been driven by ongoing positive fish performance, a focus on operational performance. But the factor, Mike, that really caught my eye was they said that the global oil supply chain challenge has had less of an impact on the 26th financial year than anticipated. And that is becoming a bit of a common theme, isn't it? So we all thought this was going to be terrible. It wasn't as bad as we thought. So we're seeing that in inflation. So good news story there. But that's not the end of it. We've got another one.
Lay it on me.
I'm going to talk about red meat, actually. A company that might not be as well known to listeners. It's called Ansco Foods. Established in 1984, originally it was the Asian New Zealand Meat Company, marketing New Zealand beef and lamb into Japan. So they owned by a Japanese company now called Itohan Yoneku Holdings. They're pretty big, over 3,000 employees worldwide. They became the full owner in 2017. They've just moved their balance date. So these numbers are for 15 months, but they've reported earnings of 133.5 million New Zealand dollars. So very profitable business, very much benefiting from the strong demand for our meat protein. In June, they announced an $800 million deal to purchase Greenlee Group here. So yet another illustration of how those strong sort of market conditions are impacting on New Zealand business. But clearly, these guys are executing well at the moment as well. So a couple of good news stories in that primary sector, and there just doesn't seem to be any end of them at the moment.
I like it. Now, what about the Koreans?
Let's talk about, yes, this is my global observation for a Friday. This is a sort of roller coaster that's been the semiconductor stocks. This AI trade that's been playing out over this week, our last couple of weeks as well, we've had Q2 earnings, and the profound impact it's had on the Korean stock exchange. So we've had volatility in the AI company space and semiconductor stocks. A few weeks ago, we talked about the wonderfully named SOX index, the Philadelphia Exchange Semiconductor Index. And when AI trade was at its recent most feverish pitch and we had rabid trading in semiconductor companies, that SOX index basically went up over 100% between March and June. So it was parabolic. It was a poster child for irrational overexuberance. Unsurprisingly, it didn't last, and now it's down about 20%. Still showing a pretty, I would say, a pretty impressive year-to-date performance, but very much come off those highs. But a corollary of this dramatic move was the equally dramatic move in the Korean stock exchange. And I'm looking at the KOSPI index. Now, unfortunately, about half of that index is made up of just two companies, Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix. Now, I'm betting, Mike, that 6 months ago, a lot of people had never heard of SK Hynix. And then it went up 267% between March and June. Well, it's given up two-thirds of those gains. Samsung was the same, went up 120%, it's given up two-thirds of those gains as well. So in the first half of the year, basically the KOSPI was the best performing index in the world from a sort of regional stock exchange. And in the second half so far, it's the worst. So a little bit of kind of hero out of zero. But there's sort of a microcosm of the semiconductor sort of roller coaster. But the final point I want to make, Mike, is this AI-fueled trade that's sort of sitting in all behind us. It sort of swung from being a tide that was lifting all boats to a theme now with a little bit more inspection, investors a bit more discerning, still a powerful force. It's not going away, but some of the froth around the edges is just evaporating.
Good insight. Give me some numbers.
Yeah, so the market's just down a little bit. We haven't quite got the good news out of the Middle East that we thought we were going to get, but there's still time. And, of course, what have we got? We've got a weekend coming up. We always get these announcements on the weekend. So Dow Jones, 53,957, down 390 points, 0.75%. The S&P 500 down 10 points, 0.14%, 7712. And the NASDAQ is down, well, it's up 5 points now, 0.02%. 26,370. The FTSE 100 lost 0.19% overnight, 10,867. The Nikkei down 0.93%, 65,683. Shanghai Composite up 0.573900. 3900, the mark there. The Aussies gained just under 0.5% yesterday, 9,271. We lost 0.28%, 39 points, 13,959. One Kiwi dollar, that'll get you on the wholesale markets. 0.5871 US, 0.8345 Aussie, 0.5095 Euro, 0.4362 pounds, 92.98 Japanese yen. Gold, $4,246. And Brent crude, it's just edged up a bit, $82.26.
Yep, great weekend, mate. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.